gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
We Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Get your Bibles and stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Turn them to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you afresh for this wonderful opportunity once again to hear your word. Speak to our hearts, challenge us in the text, give us instruction and direction for this hour. We praise you and give you glory for what you shall say to us. And we give you the praise, the glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." May the Lord bless the reading and hearers of his word. You may be seated in God's presence. Who do you call when you need some help? Who do you call when you need some help? It all at times in our lives when we call certain people for certain things, but the truth of the matter is this text helps us to understand when there are needs in our lives and there are focuses in our lives that somehow would overpower us and would seem to take us under. There is a call that we can make as children of the Most High God to bring God in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of our circumstances, in the midst of our crisis, and he is a very present help. The believer has got to understand, got to know that we are in warfare constantly. There is no peacetime with Satan. There are times when his attacks are not as visible and as intense as other times. But note, when you think he's resting, he's regrouping. And you've got to always be ready, not only to fulfill that God has called you to do, but understand that the enemy's desire and design is to try and stop you from your purpose. That's why the writer of Proverbs tells us, "The name of the Lord." And when he talks about the name of the Lord, it's talking about the person of God, is a strong tower. That's the protection of God. The righteous runneth into it. That's the people of God. And is safe. That's the peace of God. When you begin to look at this word and walk back through it and understand what it's really saying, when you go back, the name of the Lord. Let's deal with, first of all, the name. The name was a phrase used in days of biblical antiquity because of the power of the name of the Lord, Jehovah. And I'll deal just a little bit more, but first I want to deal with the name, the phrase. His name was so powerful, they didn't use it lightly, irreverently. And so instead of calling his name Jehovah, he was referred to as the name. The name represented reputation, fame, and glory. It was a designation of God. When you said the name, everybody knew who you were talking about. If I were to, you know, just walk back through our own history and just kind of give you an understanding of it, if you were talking about sports some many years ago, that was a football player, African-American, And if I called out the juice, who would you think of? O.J. Simpson. Amen. If I were talking about 40 years ago, 50 years ago, Fred Sanford used to refer to her as the horn. Who would we be talking about? Lena Horne. Exactly. If I refer to in our modern day economic times, and an economical personality by the name of the Donald, who would you be thinking I was talking about? Yeah, you get it. So when they said the name, the Jews knew you were talking about the Lord. And if he said, I want to do this in the name, everybody understood, because God's reputation and his fame and his glory was wrapped up in the phrase, the name. And so understanding that, it's important to understand it talked about his sovereign ability to be the potentate as only he could be. So it's the person of God as the sovereign potentate. It's so important that you understand there is no greater power. There is no greater person. And understanding when it talks about the name of the Lord, here it is the more formal name that we get, Jehovah, the self-existing or eternal one. It was the name, the national name by which the Jews referred to God. Jehovah was used with the vow because the name was so powerful, it was so holy, that they did not speak that name in its original form. They added a vow to it so that it could be used in the common tongue. So the national recognition for our God, the pure, true, and only God, was named Jehovah. So when it says the name of the Lord, it sent a calming effect to the crises-ridden people who had a relationship with God. All they had to do is know God for themselves, and in that situation, use that name, and God would readily be at their rescue. Then it says, is a strong tower. Strong tower. Talks about strength and might. Strong tower. It's important. It gives the understanding that it is a fortress or a castle in the strength of this, that it is unpenetrable or impenetrable. It has the ability to be stable, stout, and strong. And then the tower, which was the place that was an elevated place. It was an elevated stage. It was a high pulpit, if you will. It also carried the connotation of an exalted bed, which meant, you've heard the saying, flowery bed of ease. Well, it gave the understanding that in that high tower, you could relax just as if you were on a flowery bed of ease, because it was a place that your enemy could not get to. And so there was no safer place, no more comforting and peaceful place than being in the power of God, the protection of God, knowing that God had all that was sufficient to take care of you. Now, the Bible says the righteous, the people of God, the folk who are saved, those who abided by his law, those who were correct, the Bible says runneth into it. And so that was swiftly and purposefully. See, when they ran into it, it meant they were running from something else. See, let me tell you something about smart folk. Smart folk count up the cost. They don't just fight battles they don't believe they can win. They try to make provisions, and if provisions cannot be made, then they go to the nearest place of safety. But a fool will go up against folk because he don't want to look like he's scared. Can I tell you, when you come up against Satan, you are no match for Satan. Don't be no fool. Don't think you all of that. Listen, if he tempted, tried Jesus, do you not think he will try and triumph over you? Listen, the only way you can beat Satan is by the power that's in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. That's not you. And so the Bible says they runneth into it. But now, the reference was to a literal place. A castle, a tower with a fortress around it, a place that was only reserved for those who were privy to its entrance, but not to the enemy. But it's also used figuratively. So now, since we don't have a physical tower, physical castle to run into, how do the righteous today run into it? Somebody need to know the answer to this today. Here is how you runneth into it: by simply reminding God of his word, by simply calling the reality of what God has already said. You run into his protection by declaring, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. You begin to quote his word. Now listen to this. You runneth into literally understanding that the word is going to be the power of God that delivers you, that keeps you, that brings you into that place of safety. You runneth into it by being able to call God's attention to it. Here is literally what runneth into it means: consciously connect. Y'all not getting this. Consciously connect. I can't take out here running and run into no place and actually have the comfort of knowing that I'm in a shelter or I'm in a tower or I'm in a castle. But when I consciously connect to his word, God immediately shows up in my situation. Consciously connect, runneth into it means that I call his word to attention. And listen, where his word is, he is. And where he is, his power is. And where his power is, his protection is. And where his protection is, his peace is. So when I call on the name of the Lord, I need to know he'll hear me and he'll show up. I run consciously to God and say, God, you see this situation. You hear this situation. You know and understand what I'm dealing with. And you just begin to call the word of God to and bring it back to remembrance and consciously connect with God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. You just tell God everything that relates to your situation. If God be for you, who can be against you? You just connect with, and here's what you need to know. If you got some word in you, the Holy Ghost will bring it up. He'll stir that word up in you so the right word will come up at the right time. You ain't got to go around with your Bible. You ain't got to go around with your tablet. You just got to have it in your heart. And the Holy Ghost will go through your library of references and pull out the appropriate word And out of nowhere, you'll be like, where did that come from? But it's a timely word, and God will hear because you consciously connected with it. And then the word says, and is safe. But they're not safe until they consciously connect. Till they runneth into it. Listen, God can see and God's already provided, but he needs to know you want his help. See, he'll sit idly by and let you fight till you fall out. But when you say, I've had all I can stand, and I can't stand no more, in the words of Popeye, and you call on the name, God will. I wish I had two or three helpers in the house. Show up when you consciously connect. And then again, the word says, and is safe, is safe, is safe. Now, once you make it into that place of conscious connection, here's what this word safe means. It means to be set up. But not just set up. If you look at the word, it says set up on high. But that didn't really do it for me, though it did do good. What really did it for me was when I kept on reading. And it said, set up on high. And then it said, inaccessibly high. Do you know what inaccessibly high is? God sets you up so high that the enemy can't access you. Y'all don't hear me. He puts you in a place of protection so high that all of your enemies together can't reach you. He puts you up so high that you'll find yourself like MC Hammer saying, you can't touch this. God lifts you up so high till the enemy cannot access you. And my brothers and sisters, that's a safe place where trouble can't trouble you. That's a safe place where problems can't harm you. That's a safe place when you're in the presence of the Lord so high that whatever is going on you is too high for the enemy, and he has to leave you alone. Who do you call when you need some help? God bless you this morning. The doors of the church are open. If you ain't get it from that, you ain't gonna get it. The doors are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, faithful is our God. Faithful is our God. No matter what you're going through, dealing with, just know the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, that's you, saved people, runneth into it and is safe. It's inaccessibly. Devil can't reach you. Enemies can't do you no harm. They might talk about you, but they can't touch you. And is safe. Is that one today? Is that one today? Who trusts God? Who believe God? This is your time. This is your time. give the Lord a hand of praise. God bless you. God bless you.
For my way, you're the...
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call area code 225-774-8040, leaving your name, address, and order. Or you can purchase today's message at Stars Beauty Salon, 525 16th Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, on Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
United Theological Seminary and Bible College of Monroe, Louisiana, where the Dr. Robbie D. Williams President presents for annual Foster Daniel Dupree Institute, convening Monday, February the 18th through Thursday, February 21st, 2013. This year's theme, Authentic Worship. God is a spirit and truth, and those of us that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. John 4, 24 and Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. New doctrines of men are saying, new things are now needed to receive our eternal rest. But as our Lord and Savior says, he is the truth, light, and the only way. This year's Foster Daniel Dupree Institute lecturers and speakers will reacquaint us with the old paths leading to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Enjoy the electrifying preaching of Bishop Joe Mason, Third Jurisdiction of Arkansas.
Praise. I need you to find somebody that got a praise right now and say, I thank God for your praise. I thank God.
The Word Oriented by Dr. Clyde McRae of Houston, Texas.
To God does not always mean let's get busy right now. Commitment to the Lord start with slowing down. And
preacher, lecturer, Reverend Miracle Bill.
Can I be more committed to God? If the answer is not no, then the possibility is that I can do more and receive more, even in the midst of things.
Institute schedule for this event, Monday through Thursday evening, services 6 o'clock p.m.,